The Blues of the Juke Joint are sponsored in part by the Duke and Duchess of Juke, Robert Barkley, and Peggy Brisbane of Mount Pleasant.
Snow comes, sunshine. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because you're mine. Now all I wanna say, feeling this away, I say ba 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 ba, I love you.
That's a new CD from the Washington, D.C.-based blues band, the Nighthawks. Trying to Get to You is the name of the release, and we're listening to a Jimmy Reed tune that Jimmy did back in 1960. And they revive it as the Nighthawks, Come Love.
I said come rain, come snow, come sunshine.
Well, good evening. It is now 3 minutes past 8 o'clock. It's Sunday night, and that means it's time for 3 hours of the blues. Some blues and soul for you tonight at the Juke Joint. My name is Robert Barkley. Among the artists we're going to hear from tonight, we're going to remember the late blues and soul singer Frank Bay. We're going to return to some more music in memory of the late Little Richard and Bill Withers. I have a request for some Jimmy Reed, and I'll get to that later in the show. We're going to visit the year 1970. It was a special year for somebody over in Bay City. And I have an announcement to make about Memphis Soul singer William Bell and a wonderful award he will be bestowed with very soon. Let's return to the Washington, D.C.-based blues band, the Nighthawks. Mark Wenner, I think, is the only founding member of the group still with the band. He's on the harp and vocals, and let's listen to a tune titled Trying to Get to You.
I've been traveling over mountains, heaving through the valley chill. I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Well, ever since I read your letter, well, you say you love me too. I've been traveling night and day, I've been running all the way, baby, trying to get to you. Lord above you, I love you, and it was she who brought me through. Now when my road was dark at night, he would shine his bright light. I was trying to get to you. If I had to do it over, in spite of all that I've been through, I would travel night and day, I would still run all the way, baby, trying to get to you.
The Nighthawks, with the title track of their new CD, Trying to Get to You. If that song sounded familiar, that's because Elvis Presley covered that tune. It was originally done by a group called the Eagles. No, not the one that had pop music success. This is an R&B group known as the Eagles. And a very fine rendition of it, Trying to Get to You. And that's from their new CD on the Eller Soul record label. It is now just about 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Robert Barclay here at the Juke Joint. And now if you hadn't already heard, I bring you the news that singer Frank Bay died on June the 7th while we were still in lockdown, running archived editions of the Juke Joint broadcast, so I began to take notes at who passed away during the last 11 weeks, including Little Richard and Frank Bay. They were both from Georgia. Well, Frank Bay was born Frank Bass back in 1946, and he became a blues singer from Millen, Georgia, which I looked that one up, and it's south of Augusta, which is where pretty close to where James Brown grew up. Frank was the seventh of 12 children born to a gospel singer, Maggie Jordan, that was his mother, and he began singing and performing gospel at the age of 4. Then along with his brother and 2 cousins, they formed a group called the Rising Sons and toured the South, making appearances as well on radio broadcasts. He also sang with his mother at local concerts, and at one time he had the opportunity to open the show for the 5 Blind Boys of Alabama and the Soul Stirrers, among others. When Frank left home, he was 17, and he moved north to Philadelphia, where he spent 2.5 years as a driver for a man named Gene Lawson, who was Otis Redding's advance publicity man. Sometimes Otis Redding rode in the back seat on trips between engagements, while Frank and Gene were in the front seat talking business. And when Otis had the opportunity to hear Frank Bay sing, he said, "Hey, I need you as my opening act." And occasionally that continued to come up. If the opening act was late, Frank Bay and the Otis Redding Band would do the opening set. So that was a great thrill for him, a great way to get his recording career launched, his performing career, I should say. He left the music business for 17 years and worked in construction and in the restaurant hospitality industries. But by 1996, he returned to Philadelphia and began to record as a blues singer. Eventually, he moved out to the West Coast and made the acquaintance of a wonderful guitarist from Napa, California, Anthony Paul, who had the Anthony Paul Band. He loved Frank Bay's voice and said, "We should do some things together." And together they did 3 CDs, and I'm going to turn to one of them right now. Frank Bay and the Anthony Paul Band, Soul for Your Blues is the name of the release. This is from 2013, and here is the late Frank Bay. "I Just Can't Go On."
What will you do when I tell you I'm leaving? Will you ask me my reason or just walk away? I'd be in trouble if you let me go. Ooh, baby, I still love you so. But I just can't go on living this way. I watched you slow dance with him in your sleep, holding your pillow and calling out his name. Now I'm lying here with tears in my eyes, wondering why I believe all your lies. And I just can't go on living this way. Trying to hold on when everything is gone. Oh, I'm crying. If I say I'm not in pain, don't ask me to explain. don't have to speak. I can tell by the look on your face. Don't put yourself through it. No, no, baby, there's no more to say. Now I'm facing the door with a lump in my throat, fumbling as I button my coat. No, I just can't, I can't go on living this way. No, baby, oh, I just can't, I can't go on living this way. I don't wanna, I'm not gonna do it, girl.
Thank you. to try to ease the pain. Yeah. He brings you happiness and love, I guess. There's nothing to explain.
That was the late Frank Bay singing with the Anthony Paul band backing him up, Anthony Paul on guitar. And in fact, both of those tunes that we just heard were written by Anthony Paul's wife, Christine Vitale. And we're old acquaintances. We've never met before, but because we're both in the blues world, they live out in Napa, California. I'm connected with them for decades now. Great fun. And Frank Bay, the late Frank Bay, we heard him on a couple of tunes. We opened up with I Just Can't Go On, and we concluded with I Want to Change Your Mind. Well, last week I noted the passing of Little Richard Penniman, a flamboyant singer and pianist and songwriter, if there ever was one. I gave you some biographical details last Sunday night, that he died in Tullahoma, Tennessee, not too far from Nashville, and he was 87. He died on June 6th, 2020. I also mentioned last week that two of his biggest fans were the Beatles and Elvis Presley. Both of those artists recorded Little Richard tunes, covered Little Richard tunes early in their career, and Bob Dylan was a huge fan. He said in his high school yearbook his ambition was to join Little Richard's band. How cool. Just the thought of that makes me smile. Richard was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in its first class of inductees. That's how, the kind of notoriety and respect he had. He was also inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, and it was a recipient of the Lifetime Achievement Awards from the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences and the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. Finally, the song Tutti Frutti was added to the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry in 2010, so got all kinds of respect. I know Danny in Mount Pleasant is waiting for some Little Richard, so let's turn to a couple of tunes right now.
Lucy, you won't do morning, Lucille was not in sight. I asked my friends about her, but all they did was talk. Lucille, please come back while you belong. I've been good to you, baby. Please don't leave me alone. Lucille, baby, satisfy my heart. Lucille, baby, satisfy my heart. I play fine with you, baby. The days are such a wonderful start.
Ready, set, go, man, go. I got a gal that I love, so I'm ready. Ready, ready, ten, I'm ready. Ready, ready, ten, I'm ready. Ready, ready, ten, I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Going to the corner, pick up my sweetie pie. She's my rock and roll, baby. She's the apple of my eye. I'm ready. Now a dungaree dog, I headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints are really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really set my day, the crazy style. I'm ready, 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 ten, I'm ready. Woo! Ready, ready, ten, I'm ready. Ready, ready, ten, I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. Ow! I'm a sweetie pie, she's a rock and roll, baby, she's the apple of my eye. I'm ready, 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 and I'm ready. Ready, ready, and I'm ready. Ready, ready, and I'm ready, ready, ready to rock and roll. All the flat top cats and all the dungaree dogs are headed for the gym to the sock hop ball. The joints really jumping, the cats are going wild. The music really set my teeth, the crazy style. I'm ready. Rock and roll, gonna kick off my shoes, roll up my faded jeans. I'm a rock and roll, baby, pour on the steam. I shuffle to the left, I shuffle to the right. Gonna rock and roll till the early, early night. I'm ready, 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 ten, I'm ready. Ready, ready, ten, I'm ready. Ready, 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 ready to rock and roll.
Ready, 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 ready to rock and roll. Little Richard Penniman on a top 10 R&B hit for him in 1956, a tune titled Ready Teddy. That was a song Elvis Presley covered on one of his early LPs. Prior to that, we heard Little Richard on a record that went all the way to number one in 1957 on Lucille. We'll hear two more songs by Little Richard Penniman later in the broadcast. And as I did with Aretha Franklin when she passed a couple of years ago in August, I played four songs for several months of Sunday nights to acknowledge her passing, and she had a huge career and great fame. Little Richard, I'm not going to do it for 3 or 4 months, but for the next several Sunday nights, we're going to hear four Little Richard tunes on each of the next few Sunday nights, just like I did four last week, and I'm not going to repeat any of them. I want you to hear the breadth of his recording material. Great hits. It's now 8:31. My name is Robert Barclay, the Duke of Juke, spinning blues and soul music for you here on your Sunday evenings. Let's return to another artist who died during the last couple, 2 or 3 months. This is Bill Withers. Now, I played two Bill Withers tunes for you last week, but he's got so many cool things in his recording career, most of which he wrote. He didn't get into his recording career until he was well into his 30s, and he served 9 years in the U.S. Navy and then quit in 1965 and had the opportunity to make some connections, one of which was with keyboardist Booker T. Jones from Booker T. and the MGs, who backed him in the studio on some demos. Well, Last week we heard one of his biggest hits, Ain't No Sunshine. And I also played Use Me last week. So I'm going to play two different ones, but it's a couple other little cute little stories I want to tell you about Bill Withers. He was very modest and didn't do a whole lot to promote himself. He said one time he was in a restaurant out in Los Angeles, and these two ladies who looked like they just came in from church came in to have some lunch. And they were just talking, and I'm sitting there in the booth by myself, and they were talking. They bring up the subject of a Bill Withers song. So I decided to have some fun with them. I leaned over and I said, "Hi, ladies. I heard you talking about Bill Withers." "I'm Bill Withers." One of the ladies said, "You ain't no Bill Withers. You're too light-skinned to be Bill Withers." So he loved telling that story. Anyway, let's turn to a couple of songs from his CD titled Lean On Me, The Best of Bill Withers. And he wrote both of these numbers as well. I'm going to open up with Lean On Me.
Call me,
if you need a friend.
Bill Withers on a tune titled The Same Love That Made Me Laugh. And in front of that, from the early 1970s, we heard Bill Withers on Lean On Me. Two of his most famous songs, Lean On Me and Ain't No Sunshine. I played Ain't No Sunshine for you last Sunday night. It's 8:42 and now I've got another artist I wanted to acknowledge his passing at the age of 77, Alfred Uganda Roberts, born on April of 1943, and he died May 5th while I was in reruns from the archives during our shutdown here on Sunday nights, and we're trying to stay safe, so we ran, I think, 11 Sunday nights of music from the Juke Joint Archives. But now I am back on the air in person last Sunday night and tonight and for the coming weeks, months, and years, I hope. Well, Alfred Uganda Roberts might not be familiar to you, but I was thrilled to have the opportunity to sit down and tape a short interview with him at the Pocono Blues Festival in eastern Pennsylvania back in the year 2000. Let me give you just a little bit of information about him. He was born and raised in New Orleans in the now famous Treme neighborhood of the Crescent City. He got interested in the calypso sounds from a young age, and he was being introduced to the music by attending clubs that were frequented by many of the sailors who sailed back and forth between New Orleans and the Caribbean. Alfred Roberts began his career in music in his early teens, playing bongos in clubs in the French Quarter. Then he switched to congas when he was in his early 20s with the encouragement of jazz drummer Smokey Johnson. He also lived in the same Treme neighborhood as the great pianist, singer, songwriter, producer, Alan Toussaint. So, some cool people early in Alfred Roberts' life. In 1972, he was introduced to New Orleans pianist Henry Rowland Byrd, better known as Professor Longhair. In fact, I'm going to turn to a couple of short sound bites of my interview with Alfred Uganda Roberts. Alfred Uganda Roberts.
Yeah, that's me.
Now, where'd you get the Uganda from? Who gave you that?
Oh, the neighborhood crowd. You see, that Uganda playing the conga. We had went to Southern University and they had a group from Uganda performing.
Oh.
And we was all excited about the rhythms they was using with the bells and everything. Mm-hmm. So New Orleans have a thing with names, you know, nicknames and rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way I came across that name.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about what musician got you to take up an interest in percussion and drums?
Well, I ran across some Siemens in the neighborhood where I was living, and I saw him carrying a conga drum. I guess I may have been about 12 years old. And I liked the way it sounded because they would always jam, you know, whenever they come in off the sea. And my father, he bought me a snare drum, but I wound up taking the snare off the snare drum because I like that kind of sound. So eventually I started playing the bongos. I played the bongos about 6 years, and I worked as a bongo player for Chris Owens of the 809 Club in the French Quarters.
Okay.
Yeah. And I played the bongos like that around town. And about 74, Quint Davis hooked me up with Professor Longhair.
Ah, great move.
Yeah. And ever since then, you know, me and Fess, we toured for about 5 years, and I played the conga drums with him.
You got any stories about working with Professor Longhair in the studio or on the road? Like, what kind of a guy was he?
Oh, he was quite a character. Him and I got along like brothers. Whenever we would get to town, we'd go touring the city, trying to get the patches that would, you know, relate to the city, and he'd put them on his jean suit. And I remember one day he told me to lift the mattress. You know, him and I just arrived in Manhattan. I lifted up, and he said, "Now I'm gonna show you how to have some pressed clothes in the morning." And he laid his pants in between the mattress, you know? And he was right. We unpacked our pants and put them under there, and in the morning, it was pressed.
So it looked like he'd just taken his suit out to be pressed, and it was just done overnight. That's a great story. Well, you had one Professor Longhair story. Do you have another one?
Yeah, our first time going abroad, he had a little overnight grip, and he had it full of hot dogs. And immigration was checking everything. He said, "Oh, what you doing with this?" He said, "Well, I heard they don't feed you number of peanuts on them plane. They ain't gonna starve me. I'm gonna take me some hot dogs." Well, you know, he couldn't take them with him. You know, they told him everything would be all right.
Oh, man, I was thrilled to have the opportunity to sit down with Alfred Uganda Roberts, and he told you how we got the nickname Uganda. Let's turn to two tunes that feature the late Alfred Uganda Roberts on the congas with Professor Longhair on piano and vocals, and, of course, Fess whistles as well. Here's an old Earl King tune done by Professor Longhair, Big Chief. Thank you.
keep it out. If I want to make this show, I'm going down and get my phone. I'm going to buy me a great big coat. I'm going to do everything I can. Me big chief, I'm feeling good. Me big chief, I got him dry. Got my star right by my side. My star boy just went by. My flag boy is full of fun. My whole crowd's having fun. We gonna dance till morning, come on.
Thank you.
with Alfred Uganda Roberts on the congas. That was Professor Longhair on piano and vocals on a tune titled Red Beans. And we opened up with his interpretation of Earl King's Big Chief. Taking this to the top of the hour, I'm now going to turn to another artist that Alfred Uganda Roberts played the congas for, John Mooney. In fact, it was John Mooney that was on stage at the Pocono Blues Fest back in the year 2000. When I saw this guy playing the congas in his band, I thought, oh man, I wonder if that's Alfred Uganda Roberts, and indeed it was. That's when I had the opportunity to sit down and tape an interview with him. So let's turn to a couple of tunes from John Mooney with Roberts on the congas. From the year 2002, we're going to open up with She Ain't No Good.
Thank you. love with you, baby. Tell me who in love with you now. Tell me who got to have you. It's me for you anyway, anyhow. Wake up in the morning and you on my mind. Think about you, darling, all through the day. I lay down at night and you in my dreams, child. Me for you anyhow, anyway. Tell me who in love with you, baby. Tell me who in love with you now. Tell me who.
Right, John Mooney on slide guitar and vocals. That was his CD titled All I Want, and we opened up with She Ain't No Good, and we concluded with something called Tell Me Who. Both tracks featuring the conga work of the late Alfred Uganda Roberts. That was recorded and released back in 2002. When I come back after the station ID, I'll give you my email address. Email's the best way to reach me. You want to say hello? I'd love it when you say hello, and I do my best sometime during the week to respond. Sometimes I don't get to it until the following weekend, but just know how much it pleases me that you're out there listening and you're letting me know you're listening. So you be sure to stay near the radio.